Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we're going to be talking about Season 3, Episode 6 of Daredevil, The Devil You Know. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And my name is Alyssa Terry.
Alyssa Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
We just watched Episode 6.
We're addicted.
We are. I will probably watch another one tonight. You will probably fall asleep.
Some of us have real jobs.
It's true. Some of us do not work for a living. This episode was crazy. Given what's going on, I deliberately didn't tell you anything about this character of Dex in the comics because you don't want to know. So what do you think his superhero name is?
I called him Bounce Devil.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. We're just going to go with that. He's Bounce Devil. He has a supervillain name in comic books, but we're going to keep it as Bounce Devil for this episode. So, a lot happened this episode. Matt goes to ask for Karen's help. So Karen finally sees Matt, and she is not happy.
No, she asked for her rent so many times.
I loved it. No, I won't help you, but I'm serious about the rent. That's great. I feel like there are people in my life that I've been that way with.
Me too.
About that exact subject.
I'm sorry you're going through a hard time, but I'm going to need my rent money.
Yeah. And Foggy's plea to her to help a friend and be a true friend,
right,
was emotionally evocative for me.
Yeah.
But I loved that they sort of undercut it with the bit of like, did I go too far? Was it too much? It was like he was just using his like arguing skills. It's almost like you argue for a living, she said. I loved that. Her going into the flop house was like truly self-destructive Karen at her best.
Right.
Yeah. Just no,
no concern for her own safety.
Yeah,
or
that's exactly what I was trying to say. Yeah, it's crazy. But I thought Daredevil had followed her there. It turns out he just waited on her there.
See, that's what I thought at first too.
Which I thought was weird. Yeah, you had it right, and I was like, no, surely he followed her. Like I thought he like used her detective skills to find the guy.
No, he's got his own detective skills.
Yeah,
he's just manipulative.
He is manipulative. Matt's being a real dick.
He is. Those Matts.
Those Matts. Hey. You're right. We're all real dicks. So, we get, like, full-on recruitment.
Right.
Of Bounce Devil. Dex is gone over to the other side.
Right.
They could have done this a lot of ways. I feel like they could have started the season with like an alternate Daredevil just showing up, and then it would have been like, oh no, there's an alternate Daredevil.
And then we could have flashed back to what happened and what created him. Yeah.
But I wouldn't have felt nearly as emotionally impacted as that moment when he turns around. Like I think about the CW shows, which I know you really don't like, and I'm not a fan. But you hate them a lot more than I do.
I do.
They would do an episode where there's like a bad version of the Flash running around or a bad version of the Arrow running around, but it would
Haven't
just be like,
that?
Oh, I'm sure many times,
especially Flash. I feel like you never know where Flash stands.
Oh, just there's lots of evil versions of the Flash,
right? Aren't there?
There's a lot of evil speedsters for sure.
That's true.
There's a lot of evil speedsters, but yeah, on Arrow as well, they've done that, and it's just like. A lot of times it's just like a bad version of the Arrow shows up. It's like, oh no, it's a bad version of the Arrow. I guess.
Black eyeliner.
I guess.
Whip out the eyeliner.
Yeah. I guess this is bad for our hero. But this, like, because of the way they set up Dex, mm-hmm. and they make you fear his, like, abilities.
Right.
They make you care about him as a character. They make you... like, really not want him to be so manipulated by Fisk.
Mm-hmm. You really root for his internal strength and his ability to recruit those skills that he worked so long developing.
So when he turns around and says, I'm Daredevil, and he's just murdered like four people.
Right.
It and at the same time they let the little voiceover come into his head.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. It was really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole scene was incredible to watch and hard to watch. Like, he just took out.
Yeah.
Who knows how many people?
We saw him murder like six or seven people, and I'm really worried about Ellison.
Mm-hmm.
The paper, right. the head of the paper, yeah, because he got stabbed in the chest, and then they never showed him up again. Did he die? I feel like if he died, there would have been more fanfare around that, because he's been right. in the show for a very long time.
I agree. I feel like he's alive.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm always wrong, so here we go. I'm trying to think what else was super memorable. You got excited about another hallway fight scene?
I did. We saw Bounce Devil having his own hallway fight in the stairwell. Wasn't nearly as long, but they did do a pretty long one-er with him fighting the FBI agents.
Right.
And it was just like the Daredevil hallway fight scene, like a bizarro version.
Mm-hmm. And then we got to see Matt walk around with scissors in him for a very long time. And I thought he was just going to leave them, and then he pulled them out much later.
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, he's doing the thing you're supposed to do when you get stabbed, which is not pull it out because you might have severed an artery or whatever.
Yeah.
And instead, he just like waited a while and then pulled them out when he had a chance.
Drama.
Yeah. He's hurting. And I feel like Bounce Devil did...
Sorry. It's not good.
Do you want to know his name, his super villain name in comics? That's Bullseye.
Mine's better.
And Bullseye is not always a Daredevil like ripoff. He's his own thing. But in this, they've like decided to bring him in as like a Daredevil copy, which is I think he did do that in the comics.
Sure.
As well. But he's also just like a guy who has amazing
aim.
Throwing skills and aim. Super fun.
Yeah.
He
just bounced so many. You know what? I think of all the times that Matt's gotten hit in the show,
mm-hmm.
of which this season I only remember, apparently, was the one that hurt the most was when he like bounced a ball off of a wall and it just like hit him squarely in the forehead. The face, yeah. It was like the least offensive of all the hits he's ever taken, and I don't know why.
It did look like a baseball to the face or something.
Maybe it's the most I can identify with since I've never been like stabbed or shot.
Right, you have been hit in the face with a baseball.
Not a baseball, but other sports balls.
Lots of sports balls to the face.
Did take a few. It was not very athletic.
Yeah, I've been hit by a ball in my time. I can't say enough of how good this is. I can't say enough about how good this has been this whole season, but the way they've built up Bullseye as a character and the way that I care about him. I mean, every character on the show is just so well constructed, well put together.
Yeah.
So realistic, I guess.
That's true. You know what we haven't talked about yet?
What's that?
The convict or that got killed. So he was going to testify.
Right.
We haven't talked about that. And that was like most of what the episode.
Right. Yeah, he's the MacGuffin of the episode. But it's really all about, you know, Bullseye turning. But yes, we have not talked about, what was it? Evans?
Yeah.
James Evans or something like that.
I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
Nope, he's done.
You know what we should do? It's like on the end of Walking Dead, they have, you know, the thing for the zombies that died or the characters that died.
Oh, yeah.
And they have names. I feel like enough people got killed in this episode. Maybe
In memoriam. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe it deserves that.
But if you notice, they killed everyone except for Ellison, we don't know about. They've killed everyone else except for Karen, Foggy, and Matt.
Right.
And Ellison, maybe not. And those were the three that were like under investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So if all this goes down, there's no one to prove their innocence now. Like, the whole point was to prove their innocence.
Right.
Matt's innocence. And now there's no one there to do that. So that's kind of a... I don't know if they're all going to be fugitives now. But I think the whole idea, Fisk a couple episodes ago said he needed a new villain. And the city needs a new villain, and I think I found it.
Right, so he's just Daredevil.
I think he's just trying to get the heat off of him so he can do his criminal activity in his little fort, his little lap of luxury fortress that he has built.
Right.
Yeah.
Back to the white suit.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. Back to the white suit.
I like the time lapse video they showed, and he just like walks around staring at his pictures.
Yeah. Well, he's that fancy man.
I know. He's so fancy that he enjoys looking at art that much.
So fancy.
Man.
We
should get you a white suit and a black shirt for Halloween.
I could be a good kingpin.
But I don't want you to shave your head. So.
I will.
I know you will.
I will. Some sort of drop of a hat, I will shave my head. You know.
Oh.
For years, I shaved my head, and then I would let it grow out till it's like pretty long. Like right now, my hair is probably 6-7 inches long. I don't know.
Maybe.
And then I would just shave it. I like the stark contrast of just like, I have really long hair, and the next day coming with just being completely bald. You can't even take it when I shave my beard.
Nope.
You're like, who are you?
It makes me really upset until it grows back.
Yeah, who are you and what did you do with my boyfriend?
It is an affection-free zone when the beard is gone.
You can't kiss me. I don't know you.
I don't know you at all.
All right, guys. Speaking of sort of that creepy factor of not knowing someone that acts like they know you, when Daredevil said to Karen, it's good to see you again.
Right?
That was so creepy.
It was so creepy.
And it just seems like he said in an earlier episode, the city would be praising me as a hero if I just wore a mask. And I wonder if he's like deluding himself to thinking that like maybe he's not going to be hated for what he's doing.
Hmm. That's tough since he just murdered a lot of innocent office people.
But maybe he doesn't see it that way. I don't know.
He's going to create some like other character. So now he's just villainized Daredevil and maybe...
Oh, yeah, he could, like, create a character to take Daredevil down.
Like, maybe he pretends, like, maybe he really is Bullseye, whatever that is.
Right.
And
I don't even know how you could recover Daredevil's image after this, unless you make unless it clear it wasn't really Daredevil, but...
Right, that's really hard to do unless you expose...
Who Daredevil actually is. Yeah, this has put Daredevil in a tricky situation.
Right. Well,
I guess at some point we're going to have to see two Daredevils on screen in full armor going at it, and the city goes... Oh, I see now.
Yeah.
I like how they were like, one line I didn't like in this episode was they went to a newspaper because they wanted it to be the most public place. Like, it's not the 40s. There are TV, there's radio, there's like, there are better ways to be in public than the newspaper.
Newspapers are embracing the World Wide Web.
That's true.
They're embracing it, Matt.
It was just weird. It was just a weird way to do it. Like, I really think they would have, like, gone to the local TV station or something in today's day.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. It was weird. Okay.
Anyway.
We are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at mcucast.com, at mcucast on Twitter, facebook.com/mcucast, mcucast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU and leave us a voicemail. If you'd like to support the cast and hear these episodes a little early, we're trying to get them out as quick as we can. You can support us at patreon.com/mcucast. Thank you guys so much.
Until next time, true believers.